This is the second such flight organized by Freedom Honor Flight Incorporated in La Crosse. The group's president, Chuck Hansen, says with up to 1,700 vets dying each day throughout the country, it is important to give as many of them as possible a chance to see the World War II monuments in Washington, D.C. The $100,000 needed to pay for the flight came from individual and corporate donations. Navy vet Joe Sweeney made the trip last fall. Sweeney says the Memorial Star Wall monument struck him the most. Each of the 4,000 stars represents 100 soldiers who died in World War II. Sweeney survived the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor by jumping off the side of his destroyer, the USS Whitney, into the water. Many of his friends serving on a battleship, the USS Arizona, weren't as lucky.
There was a lot of people got lost. That's all I can say. I think that was probably it. Oh, I think of them every now and then. Oh, sure. How lucky I was to not be on that ship.
Freedom Honor Flight serves vets in western Wisconsin, southeast Minnesota, and northern Iowa. Another flight is planned for October. The group is an affiliate of a national network of honor flight organizations. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.